think of it. We are welcome. Members of our meeting will ask us. They are going to tell us who they are, what they stand for, to tell us about their strategy and their plans as the one of the entities of science and technology. In the process, we are going to be monitoring whether they are doing their work in honors and distinguished scholars in all fields of scientific inquiry. But we wonder whether they honor the size of those that were totally neglected before 1994. Or maybe it's because it's so disorganized and it has been so neglected that it was never regularized it so that it could be disorganized. And I think it's something that we've got to accept, all of us, that we didn't concentrate on it, partly it was because the laws were not allowing us then. But even if the laws were allowing us, it's not going to take us a short time to the right time. But one always believes that the fact that I'm still alive, there's some scholars, if you can put it in the inverted commas, that we're doing something to our forefathers. If that was not done, we would have all died without knowing what we're doing. It means there's something good that we're doing, but now it has been joined by all crooks and wrong people and not using it properly and causing the confusion. But there is something that was good at a certain stage. The fact that we're all alive, we can imagine before 1652 what was going on when I was. When my great-grandfather was sick, because there was no penicillin, there was nothing, but they said that, meaning that there was something that was being done that was good. But it's only that somebody decided to distort it and cause confusion. And now what drives us is the economic benefits more than the passion about those things. And as a result, they've created a lot of confusion. I can wake up here today and say I'm a traditional healer and do all sorts of wrong things because people are going to believe in me. Not because I'm passionate about it, but because I want to make quick work and disappear. Even to an extent of being a pastor. You go into a new place, you say you're a pastor, but what does that can kill people? When they start following you, you disappear, you go to a new place. That has happened, but I'm not there. Remember, there's an office here. We will treat your members, don't be surprised, but the questions I want to ask is, don't look at the quantity. You listen to the quality that is going to come in. The reason we might not have been, we might not be having qualities is because this is not the day that we usually meet. We usually meet on Wednesdays. And on Tuesdays, there are other committees that are there. And because it's a committee week this week, there's no parliament. So other people have gone to their original committees, so they join us tomorrow. That's why we might not have quality. But the quality is the same, doesn't change the quality. So we've got two members now. The other member is going to another meeting was here. We've got two honorable Matalis sitting in that corner. We've got two honorable Dimashenko sitting next to the other member is coming back with the director when she's coming back. The people who don't change, the secretary, the professors and the contract writer, they don't change, they're always here. So those are the members that we have. So without wasting time, we'll give over to you so that you could introduce yourselves and get into the business of the day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and good morning, members of the committee. I have to start off with an apology. The president of the Academy of Science, Professor Dyer, unfortunately couldn't make it today. I'm Iqbal Parker, I'm the Vice President of the Academy of Science of South Africa. And accompanying me on my left is Razan Dale, the executive officer of the academy. And next to her is Martin Chiron, who is the financial manager of the academy. And next to him is Tony Olney, Dr. Tony Olney, who is the co-chair of the Young Academy of Sciences of South Africa. And we will request Mr. Lachie be given a few minutes to talk about the Young Academy of Sciences. And behind us, Dr. Turuanti, who is the Chief Operations Officer of the Academy, and accompanying us is Dr. Daniel Adams, he's behind me from the Department of Science and Technology. And hopefully, Chair, we will be addressing some of the issues that you raised. The presentation will focus mostly on the recent academies and the recent activities over the last year. So without much ado, I'll hand over to Razan to the presentation.
Thank you. Good morning, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. It's a great pleasure for ASIC to present our annual performance plan for the year 2015-2016. So in terms of the Academy's mandate, which comes from our Act of Parliament, it's twofold. It's to honour distinguished scholars in all fields of scientific inquiry. And secondly, it's to generate evidence-based solutions to national and global challenges. So it's both an honorific and a working academy. We stand for excellence and honor, as well as offering advice and support of policy development. As of goals, we've got five goals, which are listed up there. Firstly, the recognition and reward of excellence. Secondly, the promotion of innovation and scholarly activity. Thirdly, the promotion of effective evidence-based scientific advice to support policy development. Fourthly, the promotion of public interest in and awareness of science and science education. And lastly, the promotion of national, regional, and international languages. So all our activities align with these five goals. How do these goals relate to those of government? Well, I've listed some of the goals of government that are pertinent for the Academy. The all important one is strengthening the skills and the resource base of the country, the linkages, both within the region, Africa, and internationally, to foster development. And then in terms of some of our advisory studies that we undertake, improvement of the health profile, the improvement of rural development, food security, and the improvement of environmental assets and natural resources. The Academy is a membership-based organization, but the Secretariat, which is based in Pretoria, is structured as follows, as depicted on this slide. So you can see that we've got five programs. At the top, we've got the program on governance and administration, which is where we do most of our membership-based activities and all the legal and financial and communication and financial aspects. And we go on to the left and anti-clockwise. We've got a policy advisory program, which I always say is the engine of the Academy, because this is where all the studies are undertaken, where we produce the reports. And then at the bottom, we've got our scholarly publishing program. I'll talk about that in a lot more detail. Then we've got a liaison program, which is mainly focused on our international linkages. And then finally, as we come round, we've got the communication and publication program. So we'll discuss each one of these programs and the activities that we're going to engage in for this financial year as we come up. So firstly, governance and administration. So our goals for this program are in red here. And you can see that the foremost goal is the promotion of good governance. So we're looking at compliance with legislation, unqualified audits, sound financial and human resource management, and the efficient execution of council decisions. As you are probably aware, we're governed by a council, and so the Secretary is responsible for executing these decisions efficiently. AFRICOM's goal is the promotion of the diversification of membership. We've got an ambitious goal here. It's something that we've been trying to address for a number of years, but for the first time we're putting a target into our annual performance plan. I think members will be pleased to see that. So we want to improve the gender and race representativity of our members who are elected to the Academy. Currently, female membership stands at 24% and black membership 27%. And so we've put a target in of 30% for each of those that we want to achieve in the very near future. Thirdly, recognition, reward, and promotion of science excellence. And the way in which we do that is through the awarding of Science for Society gold medals. So annually, we can award up to 2 Science for Society gold medals. These are very prestigious awards, and they're for people who have really demonstrated excellence in their field, but at the same time have used the scholarship for benefit of society. We annually award 2 Sydney Brenner postdoctoral fellowships, and again, these are prestigious awards named after the Nobel laureate, Sydney Brenner, a former South African, and it's for postdoctoral research at a South African institution. These are people they do this work in South Africa. And then we annually have 2 distinguished visiting scholars, and this is a process of nomination and then selection, very careful selection, and these are very distinguished people that we bring to the country, and they do a tour on the country giving regional lectures. Moving on to our scholarly publishing program, this is really a key program within the Academy. It's probably quite unique to the Academy. There's no other entity that is focused on something like this. And the main purpose of this program is to promote the visibility and the quality of South African publications, particularly journal publications. Many years ago, I think in 2006, we published a report that showed that of the South African journals, there are about 250 of them that are published in this country, very little, relatively little of this work is accessible internationally. And so the recommendations that were made were in the process of implementing ourselves as the Academy. So the first goal here is to promote access to knowledge resources. Without knowledge, one can't have innovation, and one really can't hope to become a global player. So it's to promote the access to knowledge, and we have implemented an open access platform where we load onto the platform South African scholarly journals after they've been through an evaluation process, and we currently have 51 titles. These are journals, 51 different journals that are loaded onto this platform, freely accessible for all, both within the country and internationally. And our objective is to increase by 10 the number of titles on this open access platform in this financial year. We are also undertaking an investigation into better access to core commercial databases. Members may know that one of the real impediments to research in our higher education institutions is access to journals that are held in the commercial publishing houses. They're very, very expensive for universities to subscribe to, and also there's not an even distribution. The better off institutions can afford it, the less well-off ones are unable to. So we're in the process of investigating a national site license for these scholarly journals, and we're making very good progress, and we have a task team that involves all the major role players. A second objective here is to undertake quality assurance of both journals and books, and so this is the quality assurance process that must be undertaken before the journal is loaded onto the open access platform. And it's done by means of evaluation panels in different discipline groups, and we're in the process of rolling out a whole lot more discipline groups in this year. We also coordinate activities of a National Scholarly Publishers Forum and the National Scholarly Editors Forum. These were fora that we established, and they meet on an annual basis, and really just to try to improve the quality of journal editing and publishing of books. The Academy publishes the South African Journal of Science, which is now something like 110 years old, maybe even a little bit older. It hasn't always been with us, obviously, but we're very proud of this journal. It's a multidisciplinary journal, and we're aiming to improve its impact so that it can become a very, very widely read journal, both in South Africa, Africa, and abroad. It's published on a bi-monthly basis, so there's 6 issues per annum, and it has a front section known as the News and Views, where we aim to enhance scholarly debate about issues in higher education and science and technology in South Africa. We're always looking to improve its impact factor, and if you look at the IFI impact factor, it's currently sitting at 1.03. We're very pleased that it's gone above its threshold of 1, but we're always looking to improve it. And it's now published online, so we're hoping we can get really good article-level metrics so that we can improve the impact measurement. We know exactly how many articles are being downloaded, which ones are being read, and where they're being sourced from. We also publish the journal the magazine Quest, which is a popular science magazine. This is Quest Science for South Africa. It's a quarterly magazine that's aimed at high school learners in grades 10, 11, 12. We have a print run of 25,000 per issue, and this is the magazine that's aimed to increase public awareness and to really promote science education in schools. We have recently appointed an education liaison officer. This is someone who's experienced in education, in science education, and has good knowledge of the school to help us to improve the impact of Quest in the school. So that it's not just being distributed and we don't know what's happening, but we're working very hard to try to improve its impact in the school. Our policy advisory program, the aim up there is to provide the advice and supportive policy development. We want to ensure effective dissemination and uptake of reports, not that we just publish reports and then they're now on the shelf. We want to host workshops that are on topics of national importance, commentaries on relevant government policies, localization and domestication of evidence-based reports. This means reports that are produced by our sister academies abroad. We can then take that intellectual capital and we can localize it within our country and get some major findings out. And then we also want to monitor the impact of our study reports. It's very important to knowledge and evaluation. I'll just run through some of the studies that we're presently undertaking in the policy advisory program because the activities are really increasing here. So in the health area, a few years ago, we published a report on revitalizing clinical research and another on improved nutrition assessment of micronutrients, so we're in the process of monitoring the impact of those. We're in the process of undertaking a comprehensive study on the training of the health workforce in South Africa. So this is looking at the new generation of health workers for 2025 or somewhere around there. We want to initiate a study on non-communicable diseases, as it's not been, the proposal hasn't been approved just yet, but that is our plan, because NCDs are becoming so important. Only yesterday we got approval that our report, which is now called Diversity in Human Sexuality, was approved by our council, so we will now be producing that and disseminating that both within South Africa and Africa. And then there are plans to undertake a study on vaccine with other African science academies. In the education field, we have a committee on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics education, which is guiding these studies. We're in the process of undertaking a study on revitalizing agricultural education and training in South Africa, of critical importance because of food security. And we have a pilot program which is called LAMAP, which stands, it's an inquiry-based science education program that we're implementing in the Swanee South area. and we have plans to initiate a consensus study on mathematical sciences for the future. So again, this is just looking at what needs to be in the curriculum for mathematics for the future. Our committee on science for poverty alleviation has actually changed its name. It's no longer called poverty alleviation. It's science for the reduction of poverty and inequality. And they have some very ambitious goals. Importantly, in June, we will be hosting a workshop looking at the measurement of poverty lines. And it's very likely that there will be a number of symposia that this committee will hold. Humanities, we also have a standing committee on humanities, and that committee is active in engaging with various stakeholders to promote the cause of humanities. And they also want to initiate an annual effort for humanities scholarly lecture that I hope will close before the end of the year. In the field of biosafety and biosecurity, we have just completed a study on the state of biosafety and biosecurity in South Africa. It's now going to be published. We will have an official launch in the first half of this year, and then we'll be focused on dissemination and uptake of the recommendations in that report and monitoring the impact. We're also about to initiate a new consensus study on new genetic engineering technologies, and that should get off the ground in all of the first half of this year. We shall definitely be doing something in the SADC region with the state of biosafety and biosecurity in the region, because quite clearly it's not adequate to just focus on your own country. It's important to look at what happens across border, so we plan to go broader than just South Africa. In the climate change field, our report on the state of green technologies in South Africa was launched early this year. We're now in the process of disseminating that and looking at what studies we will undertake in the climate change field, particularly focused on impacts, and these are likely to be in collaboration with other academies. In the energy field, we're disseminating and monitoring the impact of our report on the state of energy research in South Africa, and the plan was to do a biannual review of this, so we're in the process of planning that. Importantly, our consensus study that I think was mentioned in our last year's report on the technical readiness of South Africa for hydraulic fracturing is now under review, and we hope that that will be published soon, and there are plans for a launch and a conference on shale gas and hydraulic fracturing in July. In the science policy nexus, we're involved in the EFSL Plus program, which is a European Union-sponsored program, and we are doing a review of South Africa's involvement in the EU-funded program. And we have very ambitious plans this year to do a book on the state of science in South Africa to celebrate our 20th anniversary in 2016. I'll then move on to the liaison program. Our goal here is to initiate and develop relations with global African and SADC science academies and networks, and as well as engage with other relevant organizations. And so my apologies for all the acronyms, but ASAF is part of a family of academies that's global, that's African, and we have very, very strong links with all of them. And we have positions on the executive committees as members of many of them, and we really want to foster those relationships that we have. We're playing a leading role this year in African Science Academy development, and we are partnering with our academies in Uganda and Nigeria to undertake this, but it's a very, very ambitious program that ASAF is spearheading, and I won't go into any more detail, but I could have asked. We are planning to host Inter-Academy Partnership General Assembly in February 2016, so we're planning for that. And then importantly, the ICSU-ROA, which stands for the International Council of Science Regional Office of Africa, which was previously hosted by the NRS, is now coming to ASAF. So we will be the official host for the next 5 years. And something that's happened just in the past month or so is that we're also the official host of the regional office for Sub-Saharan Africa for TWAS. TWAS is the Academy of Science, the World Academy of Sciences for the developing world, that's based in Trieste, Italy. And we host both these regional offices in the Academy. And then finally, we want to give effect to our MOUs with the German Science Academy, Leopoldina, and the Indian Academy. Those are the two we're focusing on. We have a very strong focus on women in science activities. We host the national chapter of the International Organization for Women in Science in the Developing World. And we annually bring together all the representatives of all the OSED fellowship holders that are currently studying in South Africa. Members may be interested to know that South Africa hosts the largest number of OSED fellowship holders of any country in the world. So these are people that come from other countries, but they choose to study in a developing country, and South Africa hosts the largest number. So we annually bring them all together in the form of a meeting, and we are undertaking many studies where we were applying a gender lens. So we're looking at all studies with a gender lens, and the one we're focusing on at the moment is gender and agriculture. And then we actively promote young scientist activities. So we will host this year a conference for young scientists. It won't just be a national conference, it's going to be a conference that's organized in conjunction with TWAS Rossa. And so it will be for participants from the rest of Africa. And the theme is aligned to the African Union's theme this year, which is on women's empowerment. We actively try to identify and nominate young scientists for international activities so that they get exposure to various opportunities. And we try to support the South African Young Academy of Science as best as possible, both financially and with secretariat support. And for this reason, I'm the chair that we've asked what the co-chair of the South African Academy of the Young Academy to accompany us for the first time to this presentation, and request that she be given a short 5 minutes to make a sentence about the Young Academy. And then my final slide is our communications and publications program, which is really just where all the marketing of the Academy, the production of the reports, the press releases, the production of the magazines and journals takes place, and the raising of science awareness through participating in science events such as the Science Fest and National Science Week, and so on. So that brings me to a close of my presentation. Thank you very much. And just now turn to our financial manager, Mr. Marigan Shawani, who will present the financials. Thank you.
Thank you, Jose. Thank you, Chair, and honourable members of the committee. We are telling here our budget for 2015-2016, which is actually tied up to our regular allocation. As you know, our regular allocation makes up almost 85% of our total budget, and therefore, I would say government remains the main source of funding for us. Having the use of the word, you know, foreign funding, when you look at our details under income, with foreign funding, I was just thinking that, you know, there could be a better word used instead of foreign. And I was just thinking that maybe, you know, funding from outside sources would be a suitable word, and so kind of slowly using it that. Our total budget for 2015-16 comes up to just below 27 million. It's a very tight budget considering the needs and, you know, aspirations and all other things that are of which is to undertake. The presentation that our executive officer, Rosella Yap, presented, she made mention of the fact that ASAF hosts a number of entities. ITSOA is one of them. Of course, we are also a host of SIAS, and other entities, and therefore that in itself does place some pressure on the resources that AFAF has. I'm sure members of the committee are fully aware that AFAF doesn't have its own premises. It operates from rented premises. And the space has become so inadequate that it has now become a reality that, you know, AFAF should, if at all possible, acquire its own building. And we are confident and hopeful that, you know, as we mentioned, that in this to committee here, that in one way or another, going forward, that will help to open some doors for funding for AFAF to get its own building. Turning on to our expenditure. Our expenditure is lined to the programs that Roseanne talked about. The six programs: administration, communication, liaison, policy, advisory, publications, and scholarly publishing. And of course, at all times, as it is required, in the environment that we operate in, that, you know, we should be mindful of how we do our budget, specifically paying attention to the fact that we cannot budget for a deficit or a surplus. Tight as it may be, we have to live within those means. And therefore, our budget for the same period equals the anticipated income that we are going to get. And something that I also need to mention is the fact that it has happened in the past years that we do manage to get some funding from outside sources, and therefore we are hopeful that you know, this current financial year will not be an exception, that we will be able to get some funding going forward as well. Thank you.
May we request that Dr. Paul Ernie from the Balaskan Young Academy make a brief statement about the Young Academy?
Thanks, Rosanna. Thanks to the chair and the other members of the committee for giving me the opportunity. I am I'm Paul Ernie, and I represent and co-chair the executive committee and board of members of the Balaskan Young Academy of Science, or SIAS. I'll just give you a little bit of a background on SIAS, give you a sense of what our strategic goals are and some of the activities that we've been involved in the past and our ongoing activities. So SIAS was set up in 2011 out of a need for young scientists to have a representative voice on issues that affect them, but also importantly to contribute towards the solutions that are the challenge of society. We have a membership of 50. We elect 10 members every year, and they serve a 5-year term. Election is based on academic merit and also proven enthusiasm for engagement in science beyond their specific discipline. So we have important gender and equity considerations, and also take into consideration disciplinary and institutional spread across them. When we by science, we refer to the broader science and the broader sense of doing natural sciences and humanities. Well, in terms of secretariat support, it's supported through AFA, and our funding is through GSC and AFA, and also the Oppenheimer Memorial Trust. So in terms of our strategic goals, we have 40 strategic goals. Our first is advancing scientific excellence for the country and the continent. Our second is influencing science policy. Our third is translating science for society to promote science awareness. And lastly, to promote science and its value-adding initiatives. So just to give you a sense of some of the activities that we have been conducting related to these strategic goals. In terms of the first goal, advancing scientific excellence, we launched in 2013 a report on the research experiences of young scientists in South Africa to try and identify barriers facing young scientists today. We encourage, actively encourage our membership to publish in in Secretaries of the South African Scientific Journal, some of which was mentioned in particular, the Quest magazine, which has a means of engaging and translating their scientific activity for high school learners. We conduct some national workshops and conferences. We participate in the Young Scientist Conference, which as I mentioned. We've also organized, last year we organized the Water Security Colloquium, which is an interdisciplinary approach to look at what the issues are around that on international continent. We're hosting visiting the second Science and Society in Africa conference. And again, that seeks to understand what the barriers are to translating what we learn about science into the broader society in the African context. I'm likely to play a really crucial role in strengthening the links between the African National Young Academy and the Global Young Academy to ensure that our young scientists in South Africa foster these international, continental and global links with other young scientists on the continent. So in terms of our second goal to influencing science policy, we have members sitting on the some of the other standing committees that Roseanne mentioned, specifically the education and the science for the reduction of poverty and inequality. We will be holding workshops for our members who skill them up in policy engagement and engaging with policymakers. And importantly, we provide a space to our members to deliberate and to provide collective recommendations on some of the national issues and challenges they face. So thirdly, in terms of the third goal, which is translating science for policy, for society to promote science awareness, this is a really important goal that we engage with. We run some science clubs in schools. We are part of a new initiative, STEM mentoring, where we're pairing female learners with young female scientists. Members participate in the National Science Week and the Science Fair. I mentioned the Science and Society in Africa workshop as a way of reaching out to society. We've also got work groups looking at families in science as a key for looking at career pathways of young scientists and young academies on the continent. And lastly, in terms of promoting our value-added initiatives, we're working on developing the brand in terms of communication and marketing, strengthening those links within the continent through the African Academy, from the Young Academies, and linkages outside the continent. And so in summary, five essentially represent young science leaders of the future in South Africa. We provide, we believe, a valuable resource for policymakers who are searching for ways to increase capacity and innovate in South African science, aim to be the unified voice of young scientists in South Africa. We are both aim to create a human capital development and opportunity that excite young people and provide the environment to enable them to play a fuller role in shaping an innovative society. And lastly, we stimulate and steer changes that are necessary to facilitate science engagement with the complex challenges facing society for Africa and the world today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think it was important to bring science to us. Firstly, they are the future. There's no doubt about it. But secondly, I think if you look at the balance of forces, most of the young ones think of tender apprenticeship rather than going for science. Probably that relates to our history, that science was not an important thing for us. And it was the other resources and to become entrepreneurs rather than going to school and making sure that we do something for the country, let alone doing it for the continent. So probably there's going to need to be one day where we'll have to invite you as science to come and tell us the whole story as to what you're doing. And the reason why I'm trying to postpone it is that our youth in the members of parliament are not here today. I want them to see you because they're not members, so they're looking for words. So they're not looking for that network. They're not here today. It's only the whole class that are here today. So that might be another reason why we wanted to come. Not No, but thank you very much. That's for the information. I think Sulana is very much afraid of what's happening in Natal. He thinks that foreign might be regarded as xenophobic. So he wanted to make sure that you don't mistake his terminology in case he gets into that treatment like the king. And to say, oh, you said this, and this is what I mean. No, we understand you. The members are going to engage you. We've been joined by two other members. The other one was already here. Honorable Dr. Lawson, that she's just going to. Then we've got two Honorable Jonathan Douglas. She was not here in the morning. She just kind of late. But we accepted her apology because she was the top host in the day. Now she was preparing her CV. She was preparing her CV and organizing constituency so that she could go for. She's going for it.
Listen, I must object, but thank you very much for the ANC confidence in me, but I must object, I'm not going for the opposition.
Okay, now the members are going to be asking you, but it's not for me to ask you questions. The members are going to be engaging you on the presentation. Members, that's in the presentation. So you can go ahead. Okay, Daddy.
Well, thanks, Chair, and commend Allah for the control to a good work that they are doing. I wanted to ask a question which they have prevented me from asking by giving SAFE a platform to comment, because it was about the 30% of the gender issue, how you are going to go about doing that, and I see you have a succession plan in place, so it will definitely over time deal with that 30% issue. My comment is a comment, but I think it's a question probably. It's on slide 4, slide 13 about poverty and how you see yourself, science for poverty alleviation. On other issues, you clearly indicate what will happen. On this one, I don't seem to be getting a sense of the issues, whether they've been identified or is something that maybe it's because of the complexity of poverty alleviation itself that you need a symposium in order to identify something that can be done. So if you can elaborate on that and so that one can understand what is it that you are planning to do, and if we meet you again, we should be able to say that this is what was supposed to be done and it has not been done, or this is the action plan that covers the following, but it seemingly is not. To me, it might, you know, if you come up next year, you say the same thing, I might not be able to have something to say on it, because effectively I don't seem to be grasping what is it that we will be focusing on. I think that is there's a question or a comment. You know, the scientists have the capacity to unpack things and say this is the issue you are raising. But thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you very much for the presentation and also for the Global Young Academy. You can see in practice that she's got a ring on her finger. So, your young people, they're vision. But at least it gives us courage that there is a succession plan and that there is a concerted effort to bring young people and who will be taking over the basin. I neither on the issue of the building itself,
much as the budget is small, shouldn't you submit a one-off or also engage with the department in relation to some of the government buildings or municipal buildings to house you, whether to buy it, because rent is expensive and whoever is renting out wants to make maximum profit. And whatever is supposed to go to your programs, the money goes for the rental. I think we need to encourage that, and probably when we also speak to the department, we'll also put in that word that important that they help you to acquire a building. And also the publication, the Printer Journal Quest, the 250,000. I know that you have a small budget, but that is it enough for all the science students that we have? Probably if the quarterly ones is the budget, probably looking at twice a year for those young students who need it. And on the 30%, I think the requirement of the Millennium Development Goals puts pressure on yourselves also and others. And I think it is good that you're taking the initiative on the increase of women, because it's one question that one is passionate about, to see that there is that equity. And also the effort of focus on young women, I think we have to address that issue of the 30% women representation, moving to the 50% women representation, that parity. And then lastly, just to find out on the South African Journal of Science, is there any concerted effort on reviewing the editorial board or refining it? I think last year it would be the programs, the performance plan that you set up yourself. Are they smart? Are they achievable? And they not something that will make you regret when the Auditor General look at your plan against what you have achieved? Thank you very much.
Honourable Justice, do you have some questions? Honourable Lieutenant, it's okay. I'm sure you can rattle through those questions.
Thank you, Chair. in terms of the poverty alleviation question, I'll ask Professor Dab to give some details about the proposed action plan and the proposed symposium for later in the year. Regarding the premises of the academy, we have been exploring possibilities of acquiring our own building, and we have not pursued the avenue of public works. Perhaps that's something we should take up to see if it's possible to get the premises through public works. And the Quest, the distribution, the 25,000 copies of Quest, those are distributed to schools, educational institutions, etc. I can also ask perhaps Professor Jack to expand on those activities. So if I may, if I can then ask Professor Jack to respond.
Thank you. So the question about the poverty committee, perhaps just a little bit of explanation about how our committees work. The committee's main role is to guide the studies. It's not the secretariat who decides what activities are to be undertaken. It's the standing committee. So the standing committee on poverty is quite a new committee. I think at the time of writing this annual performance plan, they had not yet met. So that's why I think you could take them into a bit of vagueness. But the committee now in place, they've met on a couple of occasions, and their first objective is to hold this symposium or workshop on the measurement of poverty. You know, what does it actually mean, poverty line? So that's the first thing they're going to do. They've had a considerable debate about the scope of their activities, because as you can imagine, poverty alleviation is such a vast topic. And it was from them that they said, no, it shouldn't be poverty alleviation. It should be a focus on the reduction of poverty and inequality. So they're going to tackle those two things. So it's very likely that very soon they will come up with some further ideas, and probably a study that they want to mount. But at the moment, the committee is gelling and finding its feet. And I hope I won't report exactly the same thing next year. With regard to the other questions, I think that the building Professor Parker has mentioned, and thank you for your support. We really do appreciate it. I think it is a very important goal for us to get our own premises, and we thank you for your support and for the ideas that you've given us, and we will pursue this actively with the Department of Science and Technology. Quest, the distribution of the magazines, certainly not every learner in even grade 12 is going to have a magazine in their hands. I don't think we can hope for that. But I think what we're planning is effective dissemination. So it might be that we will change the mode of dissemination. Perhaps we could do something that's more appealing to young people in the form of electronic, you know, social media and so on. So we're in the process of really changing the way in which we do best and distribute it. And I think hopefully we'll have some innovative plans for this next year. The 30% target is something that we have to work hard at. It's not going to be easy. It really isn't. Because remember, we have an elected membership, so we really have to be very proactive to meet their goals. But we're determined, and we're working hard in the back rooms to try and make sure we meet those targets. The South African Journal of Science, so the editorial board is appointed by our council, and the members are appointed for a three-year term, which can be renewable once, so a maximum of 6 years. And what we're trying to do is to rotate the membership and ensure that we get a broad-based representativity, taking into account all the criteria that one needs to take into account, gender, race, institutional affiliation, discipline, and so on. So we're in the process of actually appointing one new member to the board at the moment. In terms of the programmatic activities, and are they smart? I hope they are. We've worked quite hard to ensure that they are. And so I think that when we are audited, that we can comfortably say that we've addressed all those criteria and that we are on track to meet them. So thank you very much for those questions.
Yes, that's all the questions on the matter we had wanted to know. If there are no other questions or any clarities, then I would like to probably thank you, unless there's something that you want to add to what you said, I think that you are here. We accept the work that you have to do, and I think that question that was coming about the quest and the discourse and everybody was saying, I think it's a reflection of our past that we've been divided, and we continue having a developing and a developed area, and it being difficult to get some of those things to those areas, yet it is so important for science to get them at a young age to be interested in science. I think one was very impressed with the science festival that was in Grahamstown, as to the schools that attended. And the last one when the minister was addressing a lot of schools in Free State. And I think it was impressive to see some of the rural schools being there, because that's where we need to understand that this thing of science being a difficult subject can mean So we're hoping that some of the work that you are doing is going to be able to produce those data, especially with the new innovations that you are doing. Some of us are very scared about the 3000, we call it Instagram or Instagram, I don't know what you call it, but we are very scared about putting, but the reality is that that's the direction that we are moving. And the fact is that actually taking over the media. By the time you get something in the media, it's already all over the place. And these are some of the innovations that probably to get better, so people understanding what is going on. So thank you very much. You have accepted and started, and we are hoping that with the little money that you will be able to continue, but we'll always try as the oversight committee. We always want to understand where and why certain things are not happening. And some of the things are not happening because you don't have enough money. And these are the things that must come up so that we can talk about these things. And as we always say, that science and technology is one of those super things that they can't say was not developing country was still developing. You want to compete globally, whether you like it or not. And we're impressed with what you're doing with the global world. We're hoping that you keep it up, especially with the standards that we are giving there. We don't want to lower the standards, but at the same time, we want to put it all over the country. As you said, that we invite you, I'm asking the staff, ask the secretary for the committee to make sure that sometime we must invite the young scientists to come and talk to us. So thank you for that invitation. I see Bruce already is better, because we saw now we saw Obama and Castro meeting together, so now we can combine the two, we can have a better way. People are starting to talk each other now, but I can see now that the world is trying to come together so that we can have one less, not two and the interesting thing is that we can't say we're going to use the left or the right, but we're going to find solutions for South Africa. Which one of them is this policy? How do we address the gap between the rich and the poor? And that's what makes us not have good sleep at night. So I understand how could we reduce this gap between the rich and the poor, which seems to be increasing instead of declining. So we're looking forward to some of the support. That's why the question was coming out. Okay, can you explain more what it is? Because that's what makes us not to sleep at night. It's the poverty, the gap between the rich and the poor. So with that, thank you very much. Enjoy your telling us what you're doing. Thank you very much. Members, thank you very much. There's a last member. We can leave, but we'll finish for today. But tomorrow, we're going to have a very long day, so we'll not come to the first time to go to. But for today, everything is over. You can go now. And prepare and make the truth for it. And I'm sure that the material is going to help you.